One problem for assembly members was introducing another permitted use in the General Island District without being sure of how it would overlap existing uses. Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett is herself an island property owner. She thought recreation cabins were confusing.
Because on one hand, they're saying that it's permitted to have a short-term rental, and on the other hand, it's saying, and you can have a recreation cabin, but you can't rent it.
The proposed definition treats recreation cabins as accessory buildings to a main structure, limited to 650 square feet and occupancy only by non-paying guests of the owner. Hackett asked Planning Director Wells Williams to reconcile recreation cabins with short-term rentals, which are also permitted. Williams basically hit the ball back to the Assembly.
The Planning Commission and the Planning Office has tried to provide some additional logic to that, and the Assembly has chosen not to, to tinker with that code section and simply decided that with regards to short-term rentals and bed and breakfast, just leave them alone.
Hackett feared that someone one day might acquire an island property with an accessory recreation cabin, look at the zoning code, and assume the structure is also permitted as a short-term rental. She suggested that the subsequent confusion could lead to court. Williams, whose department has been engaged in a protracted legal conflict with an island property owner over permitting issues, said he respectfully disagreed and that he did not see that an accessory recreation cabin was in conflict with a main house that was primarily used as a short-term rental. Williams went on to suggest that whatever language the Assembly came up with was almost moot, since his department had no control over how cabins were used, regardless of whether they were on islands or the road system. This is Williams, followed by Assemblymember Reber Stein.
We can enforce the square footage. We can't enforce the paying or non-paying guests part of it.
So as soon as the structure is permitted, it's more or less a free-for-all.
Williams responded that while a free-for-all wouldn't be his choice of words in the code, that was essentially the situation. Larry Cruz was on the Planning Commission prior to his election to the Assembly last fall. He did not think the Assembly was getting the complete picture on island cabins.
This whole ordinance was, it's fraught with error. It has so many potential problems, and it was created with basically one intent in mind, and it was to shut down a certain person.
Cheryl Westover agreed that it was inappropriate to legislate against a few individuals. Both Reber Stein and Phyllis Hackett said they didn't know who was meant by those remarks. Stein ultimately voted in favor of the cabin definition. Hackett, Cruz, Westover, and Nancy Kavanaugh voted it down. Later in the meeting, Hackett offered to bring it back.
I'd like to move to reconsider item number K.
The motion to reconsider over the last few years has been used most often as a parliamentary tactic on the Assembly to buy more time to win a vote. Hackett, however, said the municipal attorney had given her some new information on the issue during a recess. In an interview following adjournment, she said it was premature to throw out the cabin definition while so much confusion surrounded it.
Well, it made me realize that there needs to be more discussion about that. And it doesn't need to just be shut down right now and have it be done and gone, because I think that the ordinance is important.
The motion to reconsider will appear as the first item under old business at the next regular Assembly meeting on April 28th. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.